Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson. All the waiting is done. All the pregame is done. We've been here Monday for one, Wednesday for two. And, Jeff, now we're here for the final, and they're getting ready to start announcing the starting lineups, and the national anthem was tremendous in this big building, all sold out, and I'm excited.
Absolutely. I mean, if you can't get up for this game, you know, you better check your pulse, because this is going to be a good one. You know, I tell you, you got two really good coaches. You got two great communities that absolutely love basketball. You know, traditions of basketball. You've got some really good players out there tonight, and we'll kind of go through with them here as they introduce the players.
From Alcona, a senior. He's wearing jersey number 14, Hayden Johnston.
No shock there. Hayden Johnston gets the start for Alcona.
Best defender on the team.
Absolutely.
Alex King.
Braves counter with Alex Kames.
Good shooter. Had a little bit of an off night the other night. Look for that to change tonight.
DJ Howe.
DJ Howe.
Talked about the senior Howe. Might be the best player on the basketball floor tonight. He's a good one.
Vinny Frank will go for the Braves.
Vinny's a guy that can get hot. Loves to take it to the hole.
For the Tigers, a junior wearing number 5-0.
So Renchensky gets the start, and I can see down on the bench, though, they're going to go with Evan Borsvald and
looking
and
for a little
Summers.
Bit of size.
Yeah, Garrett Summers.
Definitely looking for some size on the Alcona side, going with the two biggest bodies that they've got to try to comprehend guys like Hedgeland, who just got announced. Great player. You mentioned Borsvald for Alcona.
Yep, and they're going to leave David Charbonneau off the bench. Big Jake Look, who had a big game the other night, played hard, taking the ball to the hoop.
Yeah, does a great job of running the offense, especially on the off-ball stuff. And then Summers, Garrett Summers, who had a great game the other night.
There he is, the Rock himself, Granite Behringer.
He's the one that really keeps everything flowing. I mean, he is really the calming force in there. Big, tall, can see over the defense, does a great job, especially when he's out front.
Yep. We got a good crew of officials tonight, including Mr. Wiltsy. We got a standby official right here in front of us, Mr. Kano, in case they need him. And your friend also, former official.
That's right, Mr. Godwin, who, as I mentioned, the man, the myth, the legend. So I'm sure he would love to be out there. So he said he had to, after his life-saving procedure there, my good friend Dan said he had to give up contact sports. So no more bar fights for that fella.
There
so.
You go. And we also got Pete Barnes from WKJC right next to us up here in case one of us go down.
Absolutely. I'll just slide it right over to him. He can take over if this gets to be too much. And hey, let's get this thing going, my friend.
Here we go, DJ Howe. Ethan Hedgeland underway. Braves win the tip. Granite Behringer pulls it down, gives it to Vinny Frank for a layup. Won't go. Big rebound by Behringer. And they're going to say it was on the floor. They got him on the arm, so the first foul of the night will go against DJ Howe.
Yep, and we didn't want to see that 8 seconds in if you're a Tigers fan. Not a guy that you can afford to get in foul trouble, but it's still early.
Braves kick it in from underneath, working around the top. Hedgeland, Kames, down in a corner to Vinny Frank, and there's a three ball. And that's a way to start a game right there for Vinny Frank with a big three.
Good ball rotation, got it to him wide open in the corner. Great look, and he knocked it down.
Braves feature in the 2-3 zone. Garrett Summers way up top. Works to the right first, kicks it to Johnston. Johnston to Summers and back to Summers. Over to DJ Howe outside the arc. Hayden Johnston to Garrett Summers. DJ Howe. DJ Howe works inside, kicks it out to Renchensky for three. Won't go. DJ Howe with the rebound, little right-handed hook shot. And that goes, and we got a 3-2 ball game. 6:59 in the first.
Good anticipation by Howe. Recognize where that ball was coming off. A little half-court trap coming here for Alcona.
Kames for three. Won't go off the back rail. Inside rebound, Vinny Frank, up and in, 5-2 Braves. Back down the other way now. Johnston and Summers work it up top. Over to DJ Howe. Thought about the three. Kicks it back out to Summers. Summers to Hayden Johnston. Gets it inside to Borsvald. Borsvald inside the paint. Gets it back to DJ Howe. Spinning hook. And it will go again. Two hook shots. Two buckets. DJ Howe with four already to start the night.
Nice pump fake, and Alcona's going to come out and pressure about three-quarter court this time up the floor.
They get it over the timeline without any problem. Behringer to look to Kames. Back to Kames. Thought about the three. Moves inside. Kicks it back out to look. On top to Vinny Frank. To Jake Look. One bounce underneath to Behringer. And an easy puppy off the window. Braves go up 7-4.
Great look underneath. Great job of flashing. Getting big down at the low post.
Summers to Howe. All outside the circle. DJ thought about it. Steps inside the paint. Big high ball carry. Gets it slapped away. Goes up with it. Can't get the roll. Rebound comes down to Jake Look. Jake Look hurries it back down the court, gets it to Vinny Frank, thought about the three, back to Jake. They kick it around, good ball movement, Vinny Frank won't go. Rebound was hauled down by Borsvald, but he knocked it off his own knee.
Yep, he had it.
Put
he
it out it. Of bounds,
had
and the Braves
lost
will.
It. Braves will get it back. You know, there's a situation, they had the ball right underneath the bucket. Looked like a pretty easy round, turnaround two for Tawas, and they kicked it back out to three. That's how focused they are on that three ball.
Tawas inbounds from underneath. They get it up top right away to Frank to look. Behringer for three from the baseline won't go. Rebound comes off to Garrett Summers. Alcona back the other way. Hayden Johnson stops, slows it down. Gets it back to Summers, to Johnston. Looks for Borsvald underneath, but kicks it back up top to Summers. 4:41 left in the first quarter, 7-4 Braves. Howe gets it to Borsvald from free throw line extended. Won't go. And this time Ethan Hedgeland hauls the board down and Tawas right back the other way. Kames thought about it. Gets it back up. Rotates it to Jake Look. Jake Look to Vinny Frank inside to Granite. Back to Vinny Frank to Jake Look. Into the corner. Alex Kames drives the baseline. Chips it to Hedgeland for three. Won't go. DJ Howe rebound.
Strong rebound by Howe.
Over to timeline for Summers. Looks for some instruction from Coach Cole. Gets it to DJ. Goes through the lane. Little finger roll. Won't go off the back glass. Hauled down by Granite Behringer up high.
A lot of contact. They're letting him play.
Back the other way again. Kames kicks it out. Three ball for Jake Look. Count that. If you can't tell he made it, you're not listening. Big three ball. Timeout for the Tigers will take one with them on 103.3, your power station for sports. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, kind of an explosive start. 10-4. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Neiman's Family Market, Alcona Motors of Chevrolet of Lincoln, Sobix Home Medical Supplies of East Tawas. Alcona with the ball. Ricky Schott enters the game. Schott and Wallenmeyer both in the game now. They get it down low to Summers. Back up top to Schott, to Johnston. DJ Howe work in the middle. Wallenmeyer to Johnston. To Ricky Schott. Bounce pass to DJ Howe inside the circle. Jumper won't go, a little long. Another big high rebound for Granite Behringer. 10-4 Braves. Into the corner, back up top, Jake Look. Look plays catch up top with Vinny Frank, down in a corner to Hedgeland. Back to Vinny Frank, in the middle, they kick it out. Hedgeland for three, off the rail, won't go. Rebound hauled down by Hayden Johnston. Long pass to DJ Howe. In the paint, pop off the window, won't go. Another board hauled down by Hedgeland.
DJ just a little off here early.
Yeah, Alcona can't hit their shots right now. Vinny Frank out at the line. gets it into Granite Behringer in the paint, makes a move, kicks it out to Kames, three ball, long. DJ Howe rebound.
That's that inside-outside game, though, that I like so much from Tawas.
Ricky shot, looks to go inside. Hayden Johnston, luckily, Tawas bailed him out with a kick or he would have turned it over. It'll stay Alcona ball, and Evan Mochte comes in and gives Vinny Frank a rest, and Vinny will sit down for a minute as Evan Mochte, the senior, enters the game. Johnston to Wallenmeyer, back to Johnston, to Ricky Schott. Johnston, Ricky Schott, and back to Johnston, to Wallenmeyer. Cross to Ricky Schott, 1:53 left. Not a lot of tempo here from Alcona, down 10-4.
No, and not a lot of ball pressure by Tawas either. They're content to let them pass it around.
Yeah, they
can
shoot all they want from out there is the way Tawas looks at it. DJ
Howe
goes through the center of the paint, gets absolutely muscle fouled, and no call.
Literally had a hold of both arms.
Should have been a foul.
I'm not sure, yeah.
Alcona gets the ball back. They inbound. Johnston up top to Howe. Over to Ricky Schott. Ricky Schott back to Hayden Johnston. Looks for a pick from Wallenmeyer. Doesn't get it. DJ Howe shoots the three, and he got it. DJ Howe with all the points right now for Alcona. He's got seven. 10-7 ball game. Tawas on top. 1:12 left. Evan Mochte works it up to Kames. Kames gets it back down to Mochte, baseline, goes all the way across court to the other baseline to Hedgeland.
Wallenmeyer coming way out front on that 1-2-2.
And they get it down to Behringer, and then he has his pocket picked, and that's the first turnover of the game for Tawas. Under a minute left. Alcona with a chance to move within one or tie it. Ricky Schott gets it inside, and that's Alcona's first turnover of the game. Braves back the other way. Mochte in the corner thought about it. Jumps into the paint, Euro step, throws it all the way into the corner to Hedgeland. Hedgeland works into the paint, kicks it back out, down into the corner. Behringer up top, shot, Jake Look, count it. Jake Look with his second three of the night, 13-7 Braves. 14 seconds left in our first quarter. Summers with the ball. Johnston with the ball. Who's going to take this shot? Down to five. Over to Johnston. Ricky Schott. Not going to get it off. They do. Johnston from way out by the logo. Misses. 13-7 after one. We'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Robert, Jeff Erickson. So glad you joined us tonight. Tonight's game brought to you in part by D&M Supply of Omer, Michigan, Eden Fields Assisted Living and Memory Care of Standish, U.S. Gypsum Alabaster Quarry, Kohl's Appliance of Lincoln, and Tawas City. Our second quarter underway. Alcona possession. Ricky Schott gets it into Hayden Johnston in the paint, makes a move. Ball fake and a nice little finger roll. And Alcona starts off the second quarter with points, 13-9. They trail by four. Kames to Vinny Frank. To Kames, back to Vinny Frank, down low to Hedgeland. Vinny Frank with a head fake, kicks it back out top to Alex Kames. And Frank gets it back, gets it over to Mochte. Mochte kicks it back to Kames, to Frank. To Kames, way out. Up high, Mochte drives a baseline, kicks it out, shot, won't go off the front rim from Vinny Frank. Rebound hauled down by Summers.
That's a killer.
Yeah, I tell you what.
That's a killer. Yep. Summers absolutely got hammered, gave up the ball, and Tawas got it right under the bucket. We're able to lay it in and
draw a foul.
And draw the
three-pointer.
Foul. That's a killer.
Yeah, that's a killer. And again, that was, you know, I'm not rooting for anybody here, but that was a bad call. There was no call on that. Summers had possession of that ball and got his arm just chopped. And then Evan Mochte completes the three-point play. Tawas with a 16-9 lead. Garrett Summers now, a little frustrated coming down the court. They kick it around, work it around up top. David Charbonneau in the game for his first look. Ricky shot. David Charbonneau almost gave it away but didn't. Then he gets into the paint. He'll shoot it from the free throw line. Won't go. Rebound howled down by Evan Mochte. Mochte back the other way on his own. Stops, kicks it out to Kames. Kames to Vinny Frank. Ethan Hedgeland along the baseline. Back up top to Vinny Frank. Way up top to Kames. Kames looking for Hedgeland. He'll shoot it. Off the rail. Mochte tips it out. Gets the rebound. Now it's finally hauled down, though, by Charbonneau, and they head the other way. It was a scramble for the rebound. Alcona came up with it. Ricky shot. David Charbonneau, Garrett Summers. DJ Howe and Hayden Johnston working underneath now in this zone.
Yeah, and I like those two rotating in at the top there at that free throw line extended. I like this look for Alcona.
Nice little bounce pass. DJ Howe put it up. Couldn't get the roll. Charbonneau with the rebound. Goes up with it. And he'll get fouled as Granite Behringer went off his feet and landed right on Charbonneau's back there.
Yeah, excellent pump fake, and there's really no reason to do that, to be honest with you. He can stand flat-footed and block that shot, but it's, you know, it's tough to – you see him do that pump fake. He went up, and he got him up in the air and drew the foul.
So Charbonneau will go to the line, try to get his first points of the night. Short on his first free throw. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Bay Party Store of East Tawas, Napa Auto Parts of East Tawas, Augre and Oscoda, Seymour's Home Decor Center of East Tawas, and Kevin Humrickhouse of Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas. Second Charbonneau free throw counts. 6-point lead for the Braves, 16-10, with 5:45 left in our second quarter. Alex Kames gets it down low to Vinnie Frank, pops it up top to Jake Look. Look to Kames, back to Look, down to Evan Mochte. Up to Kames, down low to Vinnie Frank. Kames bounce pass to Behringer, kicks it out to Vinnie Frank. Vinnie Frank drives the lane, had it stripped, but it went off an Alcona player.
That Barsvall looks like he lost, just went off his hand. Looked like he had it for a second, but pick your head up, young man, you're all right.
Tawas inbounds. They work it all the way around the top and into the corner. Alex Kames for three. Count it. First three ball in two games for Alex Kames. Good for him. Puts the Braves up top 19-10. Garrett Summers, Ricky shot. David Charbonneau. Charbonneau gets it to DJ Howe. Head fake. Three. Won't go. Rebound hauled down by Behringer. Kames back the other way. Gets it inside. Behringer moving in the paint. Little layup off the window. And you can count that. 4:47 left. 21-10 now. And Coach Cole will take a full timeout. We'll take one with him. We'll be back on 103.3. It's FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson at the Brave Cave. 21-10. Braves on top right now. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alpena Community College of Alpena and Oscoda, Revard Builders of East Tawas, Coletta Air of Oscoda, Cole Forest Products of Lincoln, and Viking Marine of Hubbard Lake. Alcona with the ball. Wallenmeyer to Charbonneau. Garrett Summers to Wallenmeyer to Charbonneau. Has to throw it back up top to save it, and Summers will pump for three. Won't go. Rebound hauled down by Alex Kames. Tawas right back the other way. 4:18 and counting left until halftime. Cross-court pass. Step in. Vinnie Frank, two-pointer won't go. Rebound hauled down by Charbonneau.
Never quite able to square his shoulders up. Good defense by Alcona.
Charbonneau gets it inside. Renshensky goes up off the glass. Won't go.
Halfway
that
down.
That ball was everything but in. Hedgeland with another rebound. Kames, Frank. Look will shoot the three. In and out. Rattled around and picked up by Evan Mochte. Mochte tries to work the baseline, tries to hammer it off the Alcona player's shins. Ball on the floor. And I think they're going to have a tie up, and we'll go to the possession arrow.
Yeah, and Coach is kind of upset. Summer's a little upset. What's going to have to happen is Alcona is going to have to realize they're not going to call fouls, and they're just going to have to play to it. You know, a lot of times in these games, especially as you get into the postseason, officials want to let the kids decide it on the floor, so they put the whistles in their pocket. Kind of what's happening here in this first half. 3 minutes left, there's only been three fouls the entire half.
Alex Kame underneath gets it inbounds. Behringer up top. Long three-pointer for Ethan Hedgeland, won't go, and Reshensky hauls the rebound down. David Charbonneau back the other way. A little trouble with the ball. Gets it up to Garrett Summers. Summers to Charbonneau. To Hayden Johnston. Back to Charbonneau. Thought about it. Got his man off the ground. Garrett Summers, head fake in the corner. Charbonneau shoots it and makes it. A little baseline three. That'll help Alcona. 21-13, and Coach Kames will take a timeout. We'll take one, too, right here on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson with you in Taos tonight as the Braves enter the court after their timeout. Jake Look gets the ball, kicks it down to Hedgeland. Up top to Kames for three. Won't go. Rebound rattled around. Behringer picks it up. And he puts a puppy off the glass.
Alcona went to the man-to-man coming out of that timeout. The problem with that is Taos is able to spread him out, and that opens up lanes for rebounds.
And now Alcona with the ball. DJ Howe with it back up top. Him and Summers up top with Ricky Schott. Renshensky and Johnston underneath now. DJ Howe thought about the three. Works it all the way to the baseline. Nowhere to go, and DJ Howe turns it over on a bad turnover. Taos back the other way, up 10 with 2:07 left. Kick it into the corner to Look. Back up top to Granite Behringer. Look comes and gets it from him. Look to Kames. Kames will shoot three. That's long, misses everything. Air ball. Rebound to Summers. Great steal by Vinny Frank. Another miss. Another rebound. Kames again won't go. DJ Howe hauls down the rebound.
Kames just doesn't look confident right now shooting that. Not a lot of height coming off the floor.
Alcona gets it inside to Hayden Johnston, and he takes it on the arm from, I think it was Vinny Frank.
Only the fourth foul of the half.
Yep. Two each way. Have you seen a game with two each way with a minute 29 left in half?
No, I haven't seen. And not, you know, where there's only been four fouls called.
Right. And that's what, you know, you were saying earlier. But
that's
Hayden,
right.
Hayden Johnston snags the inbound. Ricky Schott. He'll work it into the paint. Almost gave it away. They get it back up top, though. Johnston to Summers for three. That won't go. Nice rebound, though, right there. As
Sam Johnston, yeah, just entered the game. Really, really nice rebound. Went up high to get that one.
And he'll go to the line with 1:15 left here. They're going to try to cut into this 10-point lead.
Yeah, nice box out there. Kames come across the arm. He's going to get the opportunity to get a couple from the charity stripe.
Misses the first one. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Janice Tire and Auto of East Taos and Oscoda. Taos Tool of the city area of Star Cutter in East Taos. Bob Bush of Taos City and Augre, and Northeastern Window and Door of Harrisville and Alpena. Makes the second one, pulls them to within nine. Little bit of half-court pressure. Taos breaks that, brings it over to timeline. Vinny Frank with an inside pass. Gets knocked away but picked back up by the Braves. Wrap it around the corner. Kames, Look, Frank, Kames, shoot. And he made it. Alex Kames, second three of the game. And he's getting back on stride, 26-14. Taos on top, 42 seconds left. They get it inside to Hayden Johnston. Ball fake, went up, got hit on the wrist, no call. Rebound Hedgeland. Hedgeland back the other way, down in the corner to Kames again. Kames up top, Hedgeland will shoot it. Count it. Another three ball for the Braves, and it's 29-14. Biggest lead of the night, 15 points. Alcona with 16 seconds left. He'll try to get one shot.
Big bucket. If Alcona can get one here, really need to try to cut into this lead going into the half.
Summers gets it to Howe. Howe, fadeaway two-pointer, and he made it. And now back the other way. They'll throw up a bomb from half court. Won't go. So we'll go to halftime with the score of the Braves 29 and the Alcona Tigers 16. Stick around and enjoy this week in the MHSAA at halftime, folks. You're listening to 103.3 Hits FM.
Before we start our second half, I would like to have you join me.
Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you, getting ready for our second half here. Jeff, 29-16, halftime. What did you see in that first half?
Well, real balanced scoring by Tawas. It was good to see Kames get off the schneid a little bit, hit a couple of quick threes. Behringer, Kames, and Look leading all with 6 points. As you would expect, Alcona, DJ Howe has come out and played well. He's got 9 of the 16 points for Alcona. Pretty nice half. A big bucket right at the end there to Alcona to bring them a little closer, and here we go.
Third quarter underway. Alcona will start with the ball and turn it over right away. Their third turnover only of the night, but not a good one to start the third quarter with. Back the other way. Vinny Frank drives the lane, goes up. No foul call. And a rebound for Garrett Summers, and Alcona got away with a little something there.
They're going to be consistent.
Yep.
Not call it.
Hayden Johnston down to DJ Howe, head fake, gets inside the circle, looks for help, gets it into Borsvald, kicks it out to Ricky Schott, and then they call 3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Not one you see called a whole lot, but...
No, but we have in this tournament, though.
You have,
They've
yep.
been
and
consistent.
He was, there were, and there was no question he was in the paint. There's no question about it.
So Tawas will bring it back down with 7:19 left in our third.
Alcona coming out in man-to-man to start the second half.
Jake Look gets it up top. Ethan Hedgelands thinks about it. Gets it down in the corner to Jake Look. He thinks about it. Gets it back up top. Alex Kames will shoot it off the back iron. And Borsvald picks up the rebound. Alcona will come back the other way. Summers the shot. Shot to Hayden Johnston up top. To Garrett Summers, to Ricky Schott, to Hayden Johnston. Inside to Borsvald. To DJ Howe underneath. Stripped
wow.
by Alex Kames. Another one that looked like a foul, but a turnover instead for Alcona. Evan from way deep, and he made it. Ethan Hedgeland from way deep, whale by the logo.
His second three of the night as well. Coming back the other way, Summers, a nice take, but just wouldn't go down, and things are starting to get a little bit dicey here for Alcona.
They got him doubled up right now, 32-16 again. Ethan Hedgeland for three. That one wasn't quite as deep as the first one, but well behind the NBA arc. And Coach Cole will take a timeout. We'll take one with him right here on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back with you. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Chris Mard of Lincoln, Lincoln Hardware, Alcona Tool of Lincoln, the Beresh Funeral Homes of Tawa City, Augray, Hale, Oscoda, Prescott, and Twining. Alcona inbounds.
They're needing to stem the tide here a little bit. 6-0 run to start the second half for Tawas.
Ricky Schott up top, gets it over to DJ Howe. DJ Howe gets it inside. Garrett Summers puts it up, won't go. Rebound Howe goes up hard, still won't go. Another rebound. And finally,
good
on
rebound.
The third attempt, DJ Howe had the first rebound. And then
Sam Johnson
went up strong on the second one and got himself a chance for a three-point play here. And, boy, nobody needs it worse than they do right now.
No, they really did. And Johnson just checking into the game and making his presence felt. That was a really nice rebound going up among the land of the Giants in there. And did a nice job not only of getting the bucket, but he'll get a chance at the, what do we call it, the old-fashioned.
Yeah. Caden Hebert enters the game. Couldn't convert the three-pointer, and granted, Behringer hauls down the rebound, and the Braves will head back the other way, 35-18 now. Jake Look works inside the circle, kicks it out to Alex Kames, who works it all the way around the circle and gives it to Vinny Frank. Inside to Behringer, little move up, and he got fouled underneath by Sam Johnston. And he'll go to the line to shoot two.
That's a really tough matchup for him down low. Behringer's going to really be able to have his way, I think. Just too big, too athletic.
Once again, this evening's game brought to you in part by Joe Sweeney of Dean Arbor Chevrolet in East Tawas, Zubek Motors of Tawas City, the Dockside Marine of Glenny, the Lunchbox of Kern, Michigan. As Granite knocks down his first free throw. Backwoods Home Maintenance by Joe in Harrisville and the Travis Sanitation of Oscoda. Behringer picks up both of them, and the Braves lead now 37-18, 19-point lead. Alcona brings it back. Hayden Johnston will start, and he works on Jake Look. Garrett Summers drives the baseline, puts it up, won't go. And the rebound hauled down by Jake Look to head back the other way. He has it stolen. That's a turnover for the Braves.
Good steal by Summers, racing up the other end, going coast to coast.
And he went to go coast to coast. And Ethan Hedgeland swatted it out of bounds, but referee Wiltsy's going to say he got a piece of him, and he's going to send him to the line for two. I'm just kind of absorbing that, what I just saw, that's all. 4:53 left in our third, 37-18.
That was kind of, looked like a little bit of a late call. I didn't see it originally, and then kind of came out of the back there and must have saw something from a different angle.
Summers knocks down the first one.
His first point of the game. He needs to get on track, and hopefully those two free throws can get him going.
Couple free throws made. Braves inbounds. A little half-court pressure here thrown at them by the Tigers this time. Braves work it down onto the baseline. Hedgeland kicks it back up top. Jake Look wraps it around to Vinny Frank. Vinny Frank goes cross-court. Ethan Hedgeland thought about three. Lost his dribble.
Just about a five count.
Yep, hands it out top to Jake Look. Jake Look gets it to Vinny Frank. Good defense being played here by Alcona. Ethan Hedgeland will shoot the three off the front rail, but Granite Behringer there to pick it up. Behringer muscles his way up. Nice block by D.J. Howe. But the same thing we had at the other end, D.J. Howe got too much body,
yep.
And Granite Behringer's going to go shoot
too. Got him with the body. I'll tell you, though, the more I watch Behringer, he's just a slippery son of a gun, isn't he? He finds a way to get in there, and D.J. Howe did a pretty nice job of boxing him out, and somehow he came up with the ball.
Mocky will come in to replace Vinny Frank. Vinny will sit down. Second and two free throws coming for Behringer. 38-20 right now, Braves. 4:08 left in the third. And does not get the roll on the second one. However, Ethan Hedlund's right there for the rebound, and he puts it back up. 40-20. Tawas has got him doubled up. D.J. Howe across to Ebert. Ebert goes into the lane, shoots, won't go. Rebound comes down, and Alex Kames pulls it down. And the referees are going to discuss what happened here. Alex Kames had a little bit of speed going. They're going to go possession arrow. And again, the crowd not happy about this call.
Well, it was one of those situations, and I've been this way in football. You just there was no angle to see that. It was a right thing to do with the officials there. Nobody had the call. We can't make something up. As here's another turnover. Here comes Alcona.
Yeah. Jake Look dribbled it off his foot. They get it way up high now to D.J. Howe, to Summers, to Johnston. He shoots the three. Won't go. Rebound Granite Behringer. Granite Behringer having a big night on the boards. He's got eight already. Back the other way, Kames will shoot the three ball. Won't go. Rattles it in and out. Rebound by Sam Johnston.
Johnston giving him some good minutes.
Yep. Charbonneau out of the corner to DJ Howe up top. He gets it underneath Summers with a little puppy from free throw line extended, and that goes. Good bucket for Alcona.
Good looking shot.
Down into the corner, a little give and go. Jake Look drives. Well, they're going to call a block on that. And if you notice, the official, he put his hand behind his head first.
He certainly did.
And then he went to his hips. So.
Yeah, certainly did. And that's always a tough one. But that's not, that call's not going to make half the crowd happy every game because that's one of those tweeners. But I think he was right the first time.
I do too. I thought it was a charge. Nonetheless, he'll go to the line to get the three-point, and he does get it. So a nice three-pointer and conversion by Jake Look. Johnston back the other way to Charbonneau. To Johnston. Thought about the three. Charbonneau shoots it. A little bit long off the back iron, and again another board hauled down by Granite Behringer. Back the other way, Jake Look. To Kames in the corner, makes a move, gets a one-hopper into the paint. They kick it out to Ethan Hedlund, and Ethan Hedlund can't miss right now. Another three-pointer for him.
His fourth of the night.
46-22, largest lead of the night. Alcona works it back up top. Hayden Johnson will shoot the three, hard off the back glass, won't go. They pull down the rebound as Sam Johnson gets it. Gets it out to Charbonneau. Johnson, free throw line, won't go. Rebound, Granite Behringer.
Alcona's got to get DJ Howe some looks as here comes Tawas up quickly to the other end.
Evan Mocht, he fires it all the way out to Behringer, to Kames, to Behringer, to Look, to Hedlund, to Look, down to Kames. Out to Jake Look. To Alex Kames. To Jake Look. Up top. Gets it to Evan Mocky. Mocky back to him, and then Mocky threw it away. Bad turnover for the Braves after all that time.
Good defense out front by Johnson again.
Alcona. Charbonneau will shoot the three. Goes off the front of the iron, and this time Evan Mocky pulls his third board of the night down. Mocky back the other way. Ethan Hedlund. Gets it up top. Granite Behringer will shoot the three. Off the back iron. Won't go. And Summers pulls the board down for the Tigers. Under a minute left now here in the third. 55 seconds. Hayden Johnston, DJ Howe. Howe gets it down low. Garrett Summers pops from the free throw line extended. Won't go. Another Behringer board. Behringer gets it back the other way. Gets it to Jake Look. Little finger roll right-hander. For an easy layup.
Alcona just not getting back on defense.
Yeah. 26-point lead now for the Braves.
Coach Cole going to empty the bench, put in a line change here, looking for anything just to try to give them a spark. Looks like shot back in the game. Renchensky as well. So
this is like a hockey line change here.
Yeah, Wallenmeyer as well.
So Caden Herbert will inbounds. He gets it into Ricky Schott. DJ Howe does stay in the game. Rachensky inside. Wallenmeyer underneath. DJ Howe to Ricky Schott. 16 on the clock. 14 now. Somebody's going to have to take charge and shoot a ball here at the end.
You got to get DJ Howe a look, I think.
Ricky Schott. Wallenmeyer has it swatted from him by Vinny Frank. And he goes coast to coast for an easy layup. On a bad turnover by Alcona. And through three, it's 50 for the Braves, 22 for the Tigers. We'll be back after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Welcome back to the Brave Cave. 50 for the Braves, 22 for the Tigers through three quarters. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Colvin's Heating and Cooling of Northeastern Michigan, Edward Jones of East Tawas, Lake Effects Hair Salon of Tawas City, Huron Coast Dental of Tawas City, Hungry Howie's Pizza of East Tawas and Oscoda, and thanks for the pie tonight, guys. Irisa of Tawas City, Michigan, in Capital Carpet and Upholstery and Cleaners and Restoration of the Tawases.
Big quarter right there for the Tawas area Braves, hanging 21 up on Alcona. Outscored them 21-6 in that quarter.
So we start our fourth. Alcona with the ball. Wallenmeyer shot. Herbert, DJ Howe, free throw line extended, puts it off the back glass and knocks it down. I think they were just trying to get a substitution, and I don't think anything else was going on there.
Yeah, I wasn't sure what happened there, but, you know, they came out and ran DJ Howe up to the free throw line. Their offense works so much better when they're running him either in the high or low post. Tawas area is just jumping out on the wings and suffocating them out there, not giving them any opportunity to shoot.
A little 3-2 pressure here from Alcona. Tawas gets the timeline, gets it to Kames. Games cross court, Davini Frank inside to Behringer, a little easy turnaround layup, and the Braves are up 52-24.
Behringer, such a mismatch.
Got a push, like looks like it's coming on Evan Mochte, and it is.
That's more like it. Mochte's been waiting all game to get one, and finally the opportunity.
Yeah.
He's got four more.
Yeah. He's not afraid to take a foul.
Absolutely not.
Underneath, Summers will inbound. Fires it up in the air. That was bound to get picked off. No travel call. And they're going to say it. I don't know what they're saying.
Over and back.
Okay.
He caught the ball about half court, was sliding on his back, and then threw it into the back court. So they're going to call over and back.
Okay. Either way, because it would have been a travel in my eyes anyhow. He slid about 4 feet with
it. Yeah, he did.
So Alcona will get the ball, as they should. Johnston down to Borsvald. Block. Just stuffed right in his face by Ethan Hedgeland. DJ Howe thought about shooting it. Works his way around in the corner. Fires it across. Hayden Johnston collects the ball, gets it up top to Summers to DJ Howe.
Tawas just jumping DJ every time he touches it out there. And
yep.
Nice up fake there, give himself a little mid-range jumper, but that's going to be off. Rebound by Summers. Summers back up strong, got hammered down low, and he's going to go to the line and shoot two.
So Summers picks up the rebound and then the foul. He'll go to the line to shoot two. I'd like to thank people who sponsored this game in part tonight: Lakeview Manor Health Care Center of Tawas City, Target Real Estate of East Tawas, Michigan, Auto Tech of East Tawas, Tawas Bay Insurance Agency of East Tawas, Muffler Man of Tawas City, Michigan, Metal Lodge of Tawas City, and the Erickson Family Insurance Agency of West Branch.
Hey, I know that guy.
Got a good face for radio.
Absolutely. Second one knocks it down, and oh, turnover in the backcourt as Behringer just kind of drug that back foot a little bit. A little nonchalant. And Alcona's going to get it back here underneath. Substitution by Alcona. Borsvald checks into the game along with 15. That's Logan Zatkowski with his first look tonight.
Summers underneath. Fires it into Hayden Johnston. Over to DJ Howe. Down low to Summers for three. Off the back of the iron. And hauled down by Mochte for his fourth rebound of the night. Ball goes to Vinny Frank. And then to Granite Behringer. Makes a move. Puts it back up. Rebound finally. Comes down to Logan Zukowski as he picks up a board. DJ Howe thought about it, makes a move on the baseline.
Oh, nice move.
Yeah, gets Ethan Hedgeland up in the air and then draws a foul and makes it. So he'll go to the line for an old-fashioned, and foul called on number four, Ethan Hedgeland.
That's going to be Hedgeland's third. But, yeah, really nice up and under. Took it to the baseline, got him off his feet, and drew the foul. Chance to draw him a little bit closer here.
Hedgeland exits the game, and Alex Kames comes back in. DJ Howe can't convert the three-pointer. Braves will pull down the rebound and come right back the other way. Jake Look gets it to Mochte, to Kames for three from the baseline. Count it. Alex Kames having a little bit of a night now.
His third of the night.
Back the other way. Hayden Johnson drives the baseline. Finger roll, good.
Good take.
Good take, good layup. A little bit of pressure. Tawas comes out. Mochte. Vinny Frank to Mochte, and he gets over to timeline. Gets it up top to Jake Look. Walks through the paint. Floater, good. Jake Look with a pretty floater. Back the other way now. Garrett Summers gets it over to Hayden Johnston. Johnston hands it back to Summers way up top. Summers goes around, gets it to Johnston. Thought about it. Gets it to Borsvald. Borsvald with a little puppy, throws it up, and it's good. Owen Borsvald, the senior, gets himself a couple.
Owen Borsvald.
Mochte back the other way, now gets it to Vinny Frank, to Mochte, and they get over the timeline again. To Jake Look, to Mochte. Mochte, one hopper into the paint to Vinny Frank, won't go.
Good
rebound, Borsvald.
Good defense and good rebound by Borsvald. Picking up a couple good minutes here in the second half.
DJ Howe thought about the three, makes a move, gets inside, now hits a little floater. And DJ Howe coming to life here late. 4:28 left, 57-34. Evan from Ethan. Ethan Hedgeland from the corner. A three ball. 60-34, and the Braves are rocking now. Hayden Johnston for three. Off the money, rebound comes to Howe. Howe kicks it back. Garrett Summers' three ball won't go. Tipped around, rattled around, and Evan Mochte comes up with it. Evan Mochte back the other way, walks through the paint. Euro step. Layup off the back glass won't go, and Borsvald pulls down another board. DJ Howe thinking about it with 3:45 left. Passes it around. They get it inside. Zukowski takes a shot, won't go. Another Evan Mochte rebound. Mochte back the other way. Mochte's a good ball handler, only left-hander on the team. In the corner again, Ethan Hedgeland. This time the three doesn't go, and DJ Howe hauls down another board. We got a timeout from Alcona. We'll take one with them, and we'll be back on 103.3 Hits FM after this. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson, as this one winds down, some things would have to go awfully wrong for the Braves not to win this district title at this point and not advance on to Gaylord on Monday.
Yeah, you know, Alcona really just has been out of sync all second half, and Tawas has come out, and they're starting to shoot a little bit better, and, you know, and now it's just kind of, it's kind of about playing with a little bit of emotion if you're Alcona and realizing it's your last game and, you know, doing a little something for the seniors as there's a giveaway and Tawas will take over possession.
Evan Mochte just stole it right out of DJ Howe's hands. Vinny Frank drives the baseline, floats up, puts it off the glass, and another deuce for Vinny Frank tonight. Long three ball. Garrett Summers won't go. Borsvald finds a rebound, flips it up, won't go. Another rebound, Wallenmeyer. He kicks it out to Summers, and he puts it in from the free throw line. So Wallenmeyer doing some good work along with Borsvald on the boards. Braves now with 2:33 left, almost gave it away. Kind of expecting Coach Cole to maybe use the timeouts and remove the seniors. Mochte off the mark, rebound for Behringer. That's his 13th rebound of the night. Mochte again. Kames will fire it up. Why not? That's off the mark. And Borsvald pulls down another one.
Rebound a machine, that young man.
He is. He got four already in the limited time he's been in. DJ Howe with 2 minutes left now. Works the ball around. Gets it to Summers for three. Rattles in, out, almost to the bottom. And then Mochte picks it up. Gets it to Kames. And Kames with an easy layup, left-handed, no problem. 64-36. Summers again pops from the free throw line, extended, won't go. And Evan Mochte with eight rebounds now, and they're going to come up and foul, and I really don't know why. Sometimes I understand it, sometimes I don't. This is one of the cases I don't understand it. Anyhow, fouls on Garrett Summers, number 24, and he's visibly upset. You can see he's upset. I understand why he'd be upset. They're talking about whether it should be a flagrant or not. I didn't think it was.
Absolutely not.
He just grabbed him.
Okay. Timeout by Tawas. They're going to look to get some fresh faces in.
We're going to take a quick one, too, and we'll be back after this on 103.3 Hits FM. Kurt Romberger, Jeff Erickson back. Coach Keams cleared the bench, put in three non-starters here. Sherman Hayes is in the game now. Quinn Clino in the game. And also JT Bond, who just shot a three-pointer, won't go. Hayden Johnson pulls the rebound down, and then they toss it away and turn it back over and give it right back over to the Braves. Tonight's game brought to you in part by Alpena Alcona Credit Union, with 10 locations to serve you. Dean Arbor Chevrolet of East Tawas and Dean Arbor Ford of Tawas City. And Huron Community Bank, your hometown bank, along with McDonald's of Tawas City, Mayo, Oscoda, Roscommon, and Rose City. Thank you to all our sponsors for being there for us tonight. Ooh, tough fall there as Vinny Frank, driving with the basketball, got his legs tangled with Hayden Johnson and went down hard on his kneecaps, Jeff.
Yeah, you know, and I guess my question is kind of why is he's in the game right now. I got to be 100% honest with you. You've got a lot of basketball, hopefully, to play if you're Tawas area. There's absolutely no sense in having these guys in the game, in my opinion.
One four. The foul goes on Hayden Johnston. That's only six, though. And Jake Look exits the game. And into a standing ovation comes Robert Jenkins off the bench. You love to see it from the student body. Also in the game, Kyle Velasco. So all the seniors out, all the young kids in now for Tawas with a minute 10 left. Clino gets it inbounds to Velasco, back to Clino. Cross court to Velasco. Kyle Velasco trying to look for Sherman Hayes, ball on the ground, stolen and back the other way. And Hayden Johnson takes it in for an easy layup. Tawas back the other way now, brought over by JT Bond. Bond throws it out of bounds in the corner, over the head of Kyle Velasco. And the Tigers will take the ball. Borsvald will inbound to DJ Howe. Looks like they're going to let the senior clean this one up, Jeff.
Yeah, it looks that way, and it's been a heck of a career for DJ Howe. Been a good player for 4 years, and they'll definitely miss him.
He just double dribbled. So now Tawas will bring it in with 30 seconds left. JT Bond. Over to Jenkins. Jenkins tosses it up top to Quinn Clino, and he gets fouled. It's like wall and wire, and now Tawas is going to go to the line. And first time tonight we've even had seven fouls, Jeff. Quinn Clino will go to the line, try to get his name in the book.
Yeah, there have been a few late ones here that have kind of made this a little bit more interesting foul-wise, but not many free throws tonight. It's nice to see Clino get into the scoring column as he calmly knocks down that free throw.
Absolutely. Clino second, up and off the rank. And it's going to go to Alcono as went off Sherman Hayes' hand.
Remind everybody, please do not come on the court after the game.
So Owen Borsvald will inbound it. Hayden Johnson brings it down, gets it over to DJ Howe, who fires a logo NBA three-pointer, and that's good, and that goes in.
That's good. Good for him. Good way to end a very, very solid career.
And then DJ Howe with another steal. That was just after the buzzer. No basket.
Not going to count it. But that's
so
all there
final
is,
score,
friend.
65 for the Braves, 41 for the Tigers. We'll take a break, and we'll be back right after this on 103.3 Hits FM.